The Gospels According to Love, audio, Luke chapter 17. Jesus says, watch, April 8, 2005. Then Jesus said to the disciples, it is impossible to stop the offenses from coming. Woes to those from whom the offenses come. It is better for them to have a millstone tied around their neck and be cast into the sea than to take in to offense the little ones who believe in love. Take heed to yourselves. If your friends trespasses against you, rebuke them. If they change, forgive them. If they trespass against you seven times in a day and seven times again come to you saying, I change, you shall forgive them. The apostle said to Jesus, increase our faith. Jesus says, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you might say to a sycamore tree, have yourself plucked up by the root and then have yourself planted in the sea, and the tree will obey you. Which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say to them by and by when they come in from the field, go and sit down to food? Rather, they will say to their servant, prepare where I may have supper. Gird yourself and serve me until I have eaten and drank. Afterwards you shall eat and drink. Do they thank their servant because they did the things commanded of them? I think not. So likewise, when you have done all things which are commanded of you, you will say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done that which was our duty to do. It happened as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. As Jesus entered into a certain village, he met there 10 men afflicted with leprosy. They stood far off, lifting up their heads, crying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When Jesus saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. It happened as they went that they became cleansed. One of the lepers, when he saw he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified love, falling down on his face at Jesus' feet. The man who was a Samaritan gave thanks. Jesus spoke, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were the others not found to return and give glory to love except this stranger? Jesus said to him, rise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. When the Pharisees demanded of Jesus when the kingdom of love should come, Jesus answered them, the kingdom of love comes not with observation, nor here or there. Behold, the kingdom of love is within you. Jesus said to the disciples, the time will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Love, but you shall not see it. Some will say to you, see here he is, or see there he is. Do not go after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that comes out of one part of heaven and shines to the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Love be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Love. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day of the ark, when the flood came and destroyed them all. It was also the same in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. Yet the same day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, destroying them all. So will it be in the days when the Son of Love becomes revealed. For in that day the ones upon the housetop with their belongings in the house, let them likewise not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever seeks to save their life shall lose it, and whosoever loses their life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there will be two men in bed, and one will be taken and the other left. Two women grinding together, the one taken and the other left. Two in the fields, one taken, the other left. They replied and said to Jesus, "Where, Lord?" Jesus said to them, "Wherever the body is, there the eagles are gathered together."